Is the beef industry in a liquidation phase or still expanding? Well, we get some clues in the latest surprising USDA report on cattle feedlot activity, or surprised some analysts. Normally, feedlot placements in September are higher than in August as pastures dry out and such, but the report shows placements in September just over 2 million head, down from August.
The first time that we've seen that kind of a decline for the month since 2005.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says September placements were also 5% below September a year ago. But even so, the October 1st feedlot inventory up 5% from October last year at 11.4 million head.
The highest October 1st number since the series began in 1996.
And that's when USDA began reporting on feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Now, within that feedlot inventory, there were 4.3 million head. Heifers, 11% more than a year ago, so almost 38% of the total inventory was heifers. It was 35% a year ago, so producers are sending more heifers to feedlots. Now, let's look at prices and how those have been behaving.
The USDA's benchmark 5 area steer prices has been about $110, which is about the same as last year. Currently, feedlots in Oklahoma City are paying about $155 to $156 a hundredweight for the 750 to 800-pound feeder steers that we tend to use as our benchmark. And a year ago, they were running about $156. So again, in terms of fed cattle prices, close to where we were last year. Feeder calf prices, close to where we were last year as well.
So as to who's making money and who isn't in the beef business right now?
Demand for wholesale beef has been relatively firm given the supplies of beef out there. Packer margins have tended to be positive, though to some extent at the expense of feedlot margins, which have been pressured by the fact that they paid fairly good prices for these feeder calves, you know, several months ago. Cow-calf margins tend to be probably slightly positive for some and maybe a little bit negative for others, very, you know, pretty close to break even.
So add it all up now, more heifers in feedlots, cattle prices about even with a year ago, with cow-calf operators hovering up and down around the break-even point. So Shagham says,
we may be seeing a slowing of the expansion of the breeding herd, but probably not a reversal quite yet.
Pretty steady state right now. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.